So once again, my name is Deacon Josh Salonik. Please feel free to call me Deacon Josh. This is my first weekend here at St. Jude's, and I'll be here throughout the rest of the summer until August. Before I became a deacon, I had to learn some new prayers. And one of those new prayers I learned is for the mingling rite at the altar. When I prepare the altar, I go to the credence table and I grab the bread and I hand that to Father. And then I pick up one of the chalices and I take the wine and I pour wine into the chalice. And then I take the water and I pour just a little bit of water into it. And then I say this prayer. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Now I know for the rest of the summer, you'll be watching very intently as I do this deed and say these words. What great symbols the church has given us. The wine being Christ's humanity and the water being Christ's divinity. They say that Christ's humanity is like the wine because of the color and how wine is made. The color red reminds us of the blood that poured forth from Christ's side on Good Friday when he was pierced with a lance. Truly, God took on humanity. He lived as a man. He lived with his parents until his 30s. He was close to his family and friends, to the point of even bleeding out on the cross. And bread and wine, how they're made is that you take many kernels and many grapes, and you crush those together, and then you can make a loaf of bread, and you can make a bottle of wine. And so too, this points to the church here. For we are many parts, but we are one body. And drinking wine, it has an effect on us, and so does eating the Eucharist. We can more easily live out our faith when we come to Mass and receive Jesus with devotion. And the water is a great symbol of Christ's divinity. It's pure, and it's through the waters of baptism that we begin our life with Jesus. Now let's look to the Gospels. Jesus says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day." This is the most difficult of Christ's teachings. This is the only time in the Gospels that we read that some disciples leave him because of this teaching, saying, it's too hard. But you who believe, who have come to receive Jesus here today, his body, blood, soul, and divinity on this solemnity of Corpus Christi, have faith. For Jesus says to you, for no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father. The only way that we can come to understand this mystery here at the altar is if God the Father wills it. So maybe there are some of you here in the pews or virtually at home who struggle with this teaching that Jesus gives us, that he becomes present and what looks like bread and wine. Then ask God for that grace to believe at this Mass. So just like the Israelites, and the first reading, who were strengthened in their faith when they ate the bread that came from heaven while journeying through the desert. So too, as we continue through this pandemic, may receiving the Eucharist strengthen your faith.